Welcome to ChicagoBears.com from the NFL Scouting Combine. I'm Larry Mayer, along with former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. And Jim, wanted to ask you about the Bears offense. It's unlike anything we've seen in our lifetimes with Mark Trestman coming in his first year. What do you think was so responsible for the success this year?
Well, I think, one, he's obviously got a plan. He's an offensive genius, in my opinion. He's a great play caller, and they're utilizing weapons. They're utilizing positions that they haven't, seen for quite some time, i.e. the tight end position. I mean, that became relevant again. I don't know when's the last time we saw it, Larry. Mike Ditka, maybe. But obviously, Martellus Bennett. Phil Emery did a great job diagnosing free agents, acquiring them to the offense, obviously getting the pass protection around Jay Cutler, legitimate offensive line, one of the better offensive lines in all of football. And then you look at the young draft picks that are stepping up. They had a plan for Alshon Jeffrey. Lo and behold, he bursts onto the scene. And then you're utilizing the talents of a multi-purpose running back in Matt Forte. So they used all the weapons. Creates a lot of problems for defenses where they can't just focus on one guy. And I think Mark Trestman really, in terms of offensive accountability, they accomplished what they set out to accomplish.
Jim, in listening to Mark Trestman here at the Combine, one thing that struck me was that he was talking about how the offense left a lot of plays on the field and they can be even better. How much better do you think they can be in year two under Mark Trestman?
Yeah, I mean, they average about 28 points a game. And a lot of times in a first year of an offense, we always talk about finishing plays. You understand the concept and the entirety of a play of what you're trying to accomplish. But I think once your players see it on tape, now say, hey, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for a little bit more. Plus, they're going to expand upon packages, and they're going to build upon them. They've got a good base, a good foundation. Now it's time to top it off and put the roof on it.
Give me an example, if you can, as far as what we might see in year two that we didn't see in year one. In other words, knowing what they do on the offense, working another off season, what are they going to be able to do? Is it going to be adjustments during a game? What are they going to be able to do in 2014 that they weren't able to do in year one?
Well, that's a good point. It's a good question because a lot of it's about recall. Maybe you've got a certain offensive set that you normally like to line up in, and maybe a team blitzed it and had success against it. Now players can say, hey, remember, let's go back to this game where they utilize this blitz, and you have the recall of how now you're going to attack that particular defense. Probably more checks, more audibles. Again, they can have additions to certain packages where you can do more offensively just because you have that base again. You really don't have to, not that you're not going to cover it again, but you've really been there, done that. Now let's start to see what we can do better and really stress defenses out.
Jay Cutler and Josh McCown both had the best years of their careers statistically in 2013. Mark Trestman has a history of working with quarterbacks. Why is he so good at getting the most out of quarterbacks?
Well, I think one, he's obviously a good teacher. In order to be a good teacher, you have to be a good communicator. Asking them, hey, this is what I expect. This is what I need to happen or what we need to happen offensively, especially at the quarterback position, because as we know, you're in charge of everything. I always say it all the time. I don't want to be redundant, but you're the CEO of the offense. You got to get everybody communicated so that they understand what their responsibility is. And I think even for Jay Cutler, if Josh McCown is back in the offense, they're going to grow in it. Now they're going to be able to manipulate the offense, understanding what Mark Trestman expects, and get the offense in the right play, and also raise the level of everybody's play around you. I think they both can improve, both can get better, and I've always believed that. Either you're getting better or getting worse, and Jay Cutler, the sky's the limit. He can have a lot of improvement and grow in this offense.
Great stuff, Jim. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it, and thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.